We come up to that point in our service a little bit later when we're going to witness a young lady following the example of the Lord Jesus Christ and being baptized by immersion. Not in the River Jordan, I might add, in our own little baptism here. It's an atlow that proclaims that she is trusting completely in Jesus Christ, trusting in his death, that he died for her sins. And so when she goes beneath the water, that proclaims that. But also trusting in his resurrection, that by his spirit she is now living a new life that will go into eternity, and that is shown by coming above the water. That young lady, of course, is Sheridan Miller. And over the last couple of weeks, I've come to appreciate, if we sat together and studied what the Bible says about baptism, appreciate her quiet and gentle spirit and the strength of her faith in Jesus. A faith that has been tested, but the Lord has brought her through that and made it stronger. A faith that means one very important thing, that her name is written in heaven in the Lamb's Book of Life. Back in the Jewish history before Jesus, the rabbis believed that there were not just one book in heaven, but two books. That God had two books. One was the Book of Life, and the other was the Book of Death. And they proclaimed that only God knows for sure which book one's name was in. And then along came the Lord Jesus Christ, proclaimed himself as God the Son, and showed by the works he did that he truly was. And he invited people to put their trust in him as the way, the truth, and the life. In fact, as the only way to God the Father. And in Luke chapter 20 and verse 10, he turned to them, to those who had decided to trust him, to those who decided to follow him, to those who were seeking to minister for him, and he said this. He said, "Do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, because they have been involved in ministry against the powers of darkness." He said, "Do not rejoice over that, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." And then after his ascension, when he ascended into glory after his resurrection, he spoke through John a vision, which we find in the book of Revelation. And as the almighty and glorified Son of God, he promises this in chapter 3 and verse 5 of Revelation. "He who overcomes, he who goes through this life trusting me and overcomes, will be like them, be dressed in white. I will never blot out his name from the book of life, never, but will acknowledge his name before my Father and his angels." You know, today Sheridan bears witness through her baptism that such a promise belongs to her. And even as her name is written in that book, and you know, her name may be written elsewhere in this life, she may receive accolades along the way, but you know, nothing will be more important than this. Even as her name is written in the book, God also says that he has a plan for her life now. A plan for her which has today as an important part of that plan. But this is not the beginning of the plan today. That began some time ago. That began, in fact, in the mind of God before eternity. But that game became especially for her when he drew her to himself. And she asked him to be a saviour. And that plan is far from the end today. Wow! The plan is ongoing, praise God. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 would have to be one of my most exciting verses in the Bible. "For we are God's workmanship," a word which means we are God's work of art. where is treasure? Created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God has prepared in advance for us to do. I occasionally look at this verse and wonder what it will mean for me in the future. I can see, as I reflect back, what it's meant in my past, and that's always exciting to do, isn't it? But even more exciting is what it will be for me further down the track. I can hardly wait to see what that plan will mean for me tomorrow and the day after and the week after, and if God wills, as many days as he gives me on this life, and what it will mean for me in eternity. And for Sheridan too, I recognise that although she, like every other Christian, will have to persevere in her faith, because the Christian faith is not easy, don't think it is, it's not all peaches and cream. We are fighting against principalities and powers. We have this power of the Spirit of God within us who enables us. But I recognise that for her, after her baptism, we can be confident in this, that God will continue to work out in her life the plan he has for her. And the reason I can be so confident is what we read from Philippians 1. Paul said this in Philippians 1:6 about some other believers, but it applies to us and to Sheridan and you and me if we love the Lord Jesus Christ. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Isn't that a wonderful promise? Wonderful confidence. But Paul follows that up, you know, with a prayer. Right after that verse, he goes on and he prays this. And it's a prayer, I believe, that we can say today for Sheridan, but also for each other. We love the Lord. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge. In the knowledge that you find of the Word of God. Never stop learning about Jesus. Never stop studying the Word of God. In knowledge and depth of insight. You go a bit deeper than just the words on the page. By the Spirit, you know what they mean for you. So that you may be able to discern what is best. And may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ. Filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Isn't that a wonderful prayer? And it's a prayer we can say with confidence. For the results depend not on us, however good a Christian we may think we are. It depends on the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit at work within us and our partnership with the Holy Spirit as he works within us. See, no one can ever earn themselves a place in God's kingdom. Not by being good or being brought up in a church-grown family or by being baptized. God makes that very clear in his word. Verses like Ephesians 2:8. For it is great grace you have been saved through faith. And this not from yourself, it is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. The message, the paraphrase, puts it, a part of it, in the following way. And it says this: saving you is all God's idea. Not yours, it's all God's idea. And it's all his work. All we do is trust him enough to let him do it. And I think that says a lot, because sometimes, and quite often, when a person is called by God to become a Christian, they say, but I don't know everything. I've got such little trust. So many questions. And what the Word of God says, just trust him. The rest will come clear. Open your heart. Let the Saviour in. By being baptised this morning, Sheridan is letting us know that she has chosen to trust in Jesus enough to allow him to save her and transform her life. And today she simply obeys his commandment, because that's what it is. Because he is her Lord and he's her Master and he's her Saviour. challenge for you who witnessed this act this morning is very, very simple. For you see, you also can belong to Jesus. And if you do belong to Jesus, it's because you've trusted him enough. And if you don't, you can. Because you too can trust him enough by his power to open your heart to him, to receive his precious gift of salvation. I wonder if I could ask you this morning, whoever you are, whether you're confident that your name is written down in God's book, in the Lamb's Book of Life. Or deep down, are you aware that you have never truly trusted him as your Lord and Saviour? Never accepted that forgiveness that he offers. Never by faith received him as your Lord. That whatever others may think about you, you know in your heart that in reality you're a pretender rather than a believer. Many of you know that I do get quite passionate about my football, especially one particular team. And it's been a bit of a joy this year to have, through the generosity of others, been taken to a few games. But the other day, my good friend of mine came up to me and said, "Keith," he said, "I've had enough of the Dockers. I'm going to give you the rest of my membership." So he did. He gave me the card that allows me into the game, gave me the little badge that says Member 2009. Do you know something? I haven't been able to wear that badge. Something seems wrong. And every time I go to the game, I go and I put that ticket in, and every time I have that suddenly feeling, will they catch me out that it's not my name that's on that card, but someone else's? But you know what? I'm so glad that I have no fears with my membership of the kingdom of God. For when Christ entered my heart many years ago, he wrote my name. Not anybody else's, but my name. In the Lamb's Book of Life, and it's there for me. As Sheridan is baptized this morning, I challenge you to think about where you stand with Jesus. I really do. And after we've had the baptism, we're going to have a song after that. And I'm going to give you the opportunity to proclaim that you want to know the Saviour by, I'm going to ask you to walk to the front. At that point, to boldly declare that you want to know Jesus Christ as your Saviour. There will be people here who will stop and talk to you. I can show you of that and share with you. And for those of you who have trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you know your name's written in the word, in the Book of Life, but you've never obeyed your Master in this matter of baptism. So clearly in the Scripture. And the question is, why not? And so for you, if you feel challenged today, say, I want to know more about that, I'm going to invite you to come. And there may be others of you who say, well, actually, I've really got away from just following the Lord, just obeying him. But today I want to do what I need to do. I want to stand for him again. I'm going to challenge you to come forward. May the Lord lead you, not for my sake, not for anybody else's sake, but for your sake and for the Lord's sake, to do what he wants you to do this morning. Let's pray. Father, I just pray now, especially for Sheridan as she comes and first shares with her from her heart and then is baptised. And I want to pray for her family. And I just ask that this will be the most sacred time today in your presence. Empower by your Spirit, I ask. In Jesus' name. Amen.